door, and God says, "Who's there?" I said, "God, it's Bob." He says, "What do you want?" And I said, "I need help. I'm 8 years sober, my pants are on fire, and I need some help." And it seems to me that the people who have a better relationship with you than I have are making more progress. Now, one of the things that has saved my bacon is I talk a lot, so I'm communicating mostly what's going on in my life. And the other thing that's saving my bacon is that I've got great examples. My sponsor and other people in there, they live their life well. Now, at this time, I'm telling my sponsor about 65% of what's going on. And I know in Oregon you do 100%, and I want to congratulate you. But the fact of the matter is that I was only telling myself about 65% of what was going on. You just don't see it when you're going through it with the way you see it when you're doing it. And my problem was is I'm going to go ask God, what do I do? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what God's going to tell me with my list of defects of character. Get up in the morning. Go to work. Stay at work. Work at work. Get on a budget. That's a tough word. I think that's an Al-Anon word. I really think that the harsh, I think that's a harsh word for most alcoholics. Be kind and gentle to your wife and children, and stop gambling, and stop, I mean, that's what I think God wanted me to do. I think God wanted me to clean up my act, and I've been trying to clean my act up, and I've been failing. So I thought, what's the sense of going to God if you can't fulfill conditions of the relationship? My idea was, as soon as I clean my act up, I'll turn myself in. But I mean, why turn myself in now? Because I can't. And I was stuck in that place for probably 2 years. And finally, out of desperation, I went back to the steps. And I went through, this is the third time, I guess, I went through the steps. And I just, I went to step one. Step one was real easy. Step one, I was clearly powerless and unmanageable. That was obvious. You know the step that surprised the heck out of me? Step two. I believe step two. If you would have asked me, do I believe God's going to restore us to sanity, I'd say yes. Could have put my hand on a lie detector, wouldn't have moved at all. But if you would have asked me if I believe God was going to restore Bob to sanity, the answer is no. I'm 7 or 8 years sober, busting my butt, going to 5 or 6 meetings a week, sponsoring guys, giving talks, doing what I think I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm going backwards. I had lost the belief in the second step for me. And I got a little bit more active, and I started to, pain makes you, I don't know what, I started to see more clearly. I started to see people with bigger problems than I had, who were not trying to avoid them. They were walking towards the fire rather than away from it. And they were dealing with the stuff in their life with dignity and smiles on their faces. And all of a sudden, I came to believe that God would restore me to sanity through observing what they were doing. I took step three on my knees with my sponsor in his office. I had not done that before. We didn't do that much in those days. But I started to go to conferences like you're having here and started to listen to some of the people who talked about doing that. And I thought, what the hell, I'll try that. And then I did my third four-step, and I said to my sponsor, I said, when I'm done, and I did my other, when I finished my four-step, I did a fifth step, and I did it with my sponsor, which I had done the previous one with clergy, which is the way we did it in our group. And that was much more common in those days. And when I'm done with the fifth step, I said, be careful, because whatever you recommend to me, I'm going to do. I said, I feel like I'm dying of thirst lying next to a lake. I said, if you gave me a test and asked me what to do, I could pass the test. I could tell you what to do. I just can't do it. And when I was done talking to him, one of the things he wanted me to do was go to a psychologist. He said, you got a lot of issues with work. You got a lot of issues with money. You got a lot of issues with success, and you got a lot of issues with failure. I had a pretty successful father. I thought I'd never be as good as my father and all that sort of stuff. I didn't want to go to a psychologist, but I promised him I'd do what he did, so I got a recommendation of a psychologist that worked with guys that were in business, and I called him up. He said, will you get your parents involved? I said, no. I said, my parents have been over-involved in my life. If you can't help me without getting my parents involved, recommend someone who can. You say, well, you get your wife involved. And then, oh, crap. Well, they see it so differently. Maybe more accurately. And then he wanted to get the kids involved. I did not want the kids involved. I was embarrassed that I was sometimes physical with my kids. But I said, yeah, I'll get them involved. And it was a seventh or eighth visit with this guy.